The daf begins with Rebbe observing what levels Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon attained because of the fact that he had Yisurim Shalahava, and he said Chaviv in Yisurim. If Yisurim is so Chaviv, he also wants Yisurim. And he was Makabel 13 years of Yisurim. So this is a Moir Degeinyan that you find two tzaddikim, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who were Makabel on themselves Yisurim. What does that even mean? A person could be Makabel Yisurim. So I'll tell you a Maramokim Nifla. Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv brings in Zois Liakiv in Parshas Bereishis. It's the first piece in Zois Liakiv. We've spoken out different parts of this over the years. But this Maramakim is a Sephorna. It's in Parshas Vayetze. So Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav. He's heading towards Beis Lavan. And he makes a neder. Vayida Yaakov neder lemar. Im yeh lekim imadi ushmarani b'derech hazeh asher anoichi hoylech v'nosan li lechem lechel ubege lubash v'shafti b'sholem oves avi. So what am I going to give in return? V'hoya Hashem li leiloikin. Shiloh, exactly how to read that pasuk. But v'hoya Hashem li leiloikin, says the Sephorna. What does that mean? Us, in the event, says Yaakov Avinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're going to do all this, then yeh Hashem ledayin, Hashem should judge me. Then I'm allowing you to judge me in a very, very nuanced way if I don't serve you properly. What does this mean? I'm making a Kabbalah right now. It's part of the neder of Yaakov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a Mirachim, Kim. So Yaakov Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is my deal. If you're going to give me all these things, I'm telling you, I'm going to serve you b'chol koichi. And im lo yavdeo b'chol koichi, if I'm not going to, hineni mekabel olai me'ato, sh'akel yisbarach ha'mirachim yi'alei le'loikim, v'yisnaig imi b'midas adin. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said, what's the oimik? That Yaakov Avinu is being mekabel, that I'm willing to allow you to judge me b'midas adin. It's based on what the Sfar Makdoshim say, that it was all about machshava to create the world, b'midas adin, bereishis bara elikim, as Hashemayim v'sars. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world wouldn't have a kiyim, so he was shitef together with midas adin, midas arachna. But the tzaddikim said that the olah b'machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a havamina, but it's a metzias, and that olah b'machshava created a world of midas adin. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the world couldn't exist with midas adin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create almost a parallel universe of midas arachna. But that world of midas adin exists, and that's the oimik of tzaddikim medaktikin kechot asayra, because there's an Indian that a tzaddik who could survive midas adin, he is judged by midas adin, and the tayelus of that is that when he's going to go to Shamayim, he's going to have more olam haba, more rachamim, because of the fact that he had to endure more on this world. And the tzaddikim say that's the oimik of when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be mekabel the Torah, and he looked around and he saw Rabbi Akiva. He said, "Who's this?" Shem told him, it's Rabbi Akiva. He says, "No, if this is his Torah, let me see schar." And he sees how the Romans are torturing him, and he says, "Zu Torah v'zu schara." And the Eibishter said, "Kach olo lefanei b'machshava." Shtoik, right? This is the machshava that I had. And the Svarim said, "What does it mean, kach olo lefanei b'machshava?" That Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that the world that was olo b'machshava to be created, which was the world of midas adin, certain tzaddikim are judged that way. And what you're seeing now is Rabbi Akiva being judged by midas adin. But al kaponim, there's a world of din and there's a world of rachamim. And with tzaddikim that made a Kabbalah, v'hoya Hashem li le'loikim. It's part Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Ardaf said this. It was a b'china vayider Yaakov neder lemer v'hoya Hashem li le'loikim, that being mekabel this inyan of midas adin as I was a shaitan sforna.